Praise God. So once again here this morning, in several Sundays, our gospel talks about Jesus as the bread of life. He is the bread of life. And not only that sustains life, but it gives us divine life and eternal life. So in John chapter 6, our reading for today is the conclusion of the writings of St. John in chapter 6 and about the bread of life. And it started in John chapter 6 about feeding the 5,000. It started that way. And then, as it goes along, people continue to follow Jesus wherever he goes. And then one time, the Lord had confronted them that you are not following me because you want to follow me or because you want to hear my teaching, but you follow me because you have eaten food. So the Lord already, what you call, confronted them of their attitude. The Lord is not impressed, okay? He's not impressed of huge crowd, although he liked that. But it always boils down to attitude, motives, why we are following Christ. So with that situation and discourse, he talks about that they have to look or do not labor for food that perishes, but look or seek for food that will give them life, eternal life. So that's the start where he talks about Jesus is the bread of life, that they would seek about Jesus. So today we talk about the Eucharist and the power of this sacrament, and also it gives us an idea of the food, the right food that we should eat, not only for our to sustain our life, but also to the walk in divine life and also the assurance of eternal life. So here, the Lord is talking to them about Jesus as the bread of life. And here, it's just shown unto us, as he said to the people, that do not labor, or do not seek for food that perishes. Okay? But seek for food that will not only sustain your life, but will give you divine life and eternal life. And I believe also that is one of the messages of God to us. To seek Him. The food that would give us strength and help us to walk in divine life, help us to change, to be like Him, and also assurance of eternal life. So here, he used about food. He used food so that everybody or those people that he is teaching could understand well what he is talking about. I like the Lord when he shared in a very simple way so that they could understand, especially with the metaphor, something like the kingdom of God is like this. He always had an example. So he used food to express his message. You see, food, what we eat, affects our lives, affects our body. It affects our body. We become one with what we eat. See, when we eat this physical food, it was digested and become part of our body. But when we eat the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, we become part of His body. We receive the strength, the spiritual strength, the forgiveness of sins, and the assurance of strength from God. And also it helps us to change our attitude to be like Jesus. That's why when we eat His Word, when we eat in the Eucharist, it helps us to change our life. And that is the kind of food that the Lord is telling us to seek for. As he said, that man should not live by bread alone, but by the word of God that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. So here tonight, today, as we talk about food, there in our Eucharist, in our Mass today, there are two tables. Two tables. Today, this very time, this is the table of the Word. Table of the Word and table of the Eucharist. So we eat. We eat. This moment, I am feeding you with the Word of God by teaching and preaching. And it says here in John 6, chapter 26, whoever hears my word and believe shall have eternal life. Whoever hears my word and believe, those who sent by God, have eternal life. In John 63, in one of our readings, he said here that the word of God is life and spirit. It's life. It gives life. And also I said here, Peter said, you have the word of life. You have the word of eternal life. So first of all, the first table here is the word of God. We have to eat the word of God. How we do that? By reading, meditating, and obeying. We eat the word of God by hearing it, meditating it, and obeying it. So we eat the Word of God. And the Word of God, as I said, is a two-edged sword, sharper than any kind of weapon or knife. Two-edged sword that it could sink into between the bone and the marrow. It could also show which is right or wrong. It also touches our heart, our motives, exposes our motives by the Word of God. It guides us, it strengthens us. And that is one of the food we have to eat, the Word of God. That's why in part of the Mass today, is always feeding or preaching or teaching with the Word of God. So once again, we eat the Word of God. He is the bread of life in the Sacred Scripture. Jesus is the bread of life in the Sacred Scripture. So when we eat the Word of God, we eat the bread of life, Jesus, because Jesus is the incarnate Word. So when we read, meditate, and obey the Word of God, at the same time we're eating it and fulfilling it in our life. It would affect our life. So we have time to read the Word of God. And The second table is the table of Eucharist. The table of Eucharist. You see, in what we have read here in John 6:54, it says here, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life and raise him up in the last day. So once again, whoever eats his body, his flesh, and drink his blood has eternal life. Another kind of food that we have to eat, the Eucharist. It is his body and blood. You see, part of our Mass, we always have that. And here you could see that as we eat with faith. We eat it with thanksgiving. Because what we eat, I always say, would always affect us. And when we eat the Word of God, when we eat His blood and blood, do you believe it would affect you? It would affect our lives, our attitude, our mind. And we have to receive it by faith. See it, it is the bread. That bread becomes the body of Christ, and that wine becomes the blood of Christ. And we receive it by faith, believing it, that it is His blood and blood. How do you believe that? Because God said so. It is His blood. So once again, here, brothers and sisters, could you believe that this, what we eat, is the body and blood of Christ? Do you believe in that? Amen. Some people believe eating malunggay,
would give strength, heal your body. Eating ampalaya would lower the sugar. Huh? And then, could you believe that when we eat the Word of God and eat the body and blood of Christ, it would give us healing? Amen. Forgiveness of sins. You should believe more than that. It's far more better than malunggay or ampalaya. It is the body and blood of Christ, the Savior, the Creator of the world. That's why we come to faith. Thank you, Lord, for your strength. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. When the doctor says, drink this medicine, and you believe, yes, I believe in it. And you believe that that medicine would help cure your disease or sickness. Would you believe, he said, the body, blood of Christ. Amen. Yes. And something about the theology of eating. When you come here, and the priest said, the body, blood of Christ, he said, amen. Nobody forced you to come here in front to eat. Partake the blood of Christ. Nobody. See, the theology of eating here is it is an act of faith coming here in front. Second, is an act of submission and obedience. See, when you say the body blood of Christ, amen. When you partake it in your mouth, another meaning that is that we are willing to eat. You're willing that God would reign in our heart. You're willing that the Lord would work in our heart. It's an act of submission, an act of faith, and willing to obey God. That's why it's not just a simple open your mouth, amen. It means to say, you're willing to obey God. You're willing to submit to God. You're willing to be one with God, because what we eat, we become one with what we eat. Are you willing to be one with God? Are you willing to submit to God? That's what you're doing when you come in front. Not just part of the liturgy, not part of the mass, to partake the body and blood, but also an expression of our faith, expression of our thanksgiving, and expression of our submission and willingness to obey God. See? That's why when you come, you come in faith. You come in with a prepared heart. As the Lord says, do not partake with unworthy manner. You don't come here in front with a heavy heart, with unforgiveness. You don't. And you should not. Because it is what you call a feast, a celebration. See? You have to come in faith and with thanksgiving. You see, it gives us strength. It nourishes our soul. So very, very important, says that man should not live by bread alone, but the Word of God. And the Bible says also in Eucharist, you have to eat it. You have to eat the Word of God. You have to partake the bread of Christ as much as you can. So, with that tent also, it has been what you call the Lord is telling us to have time always to read the Word of God every day. And every Sunday or day, you could partake the Word, the body and blood of Christ. So, with this, people who sometimes or rarely read the Word of God, rarely pray, and sometimes go to church only, sometimes or eat or partake with the blood of Christ, you know, they're what you call spiritually malnourished. Huh? Because the same token, people who don't eat, people who don't eat much, they don't eat regularly, they're malnourished. And malnourished people are always sickly. Huh? They're sickly because they don't eat much. They don't eat the right food. Not much strength in their body. So also people who don't read or eat the Word of God daily, or in Sunday take the Eucharist, they are what you call spiritually sick. People are easily tantamount to sin. Look at verse 60. One example to that. Look at that. When the Lord explained to them, and they said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? They complain. When the Lord says, I am the bread of life, you have to eat the flesh, my flesh, and drink my blood. And he said, this is a hard saying. That is in verse 60. It's a hard saying. They could not believe it. And they complain. Verse 61. And the disciples complain about this. And not only they have no faith, they complain, and then look at this. Some of them have departed. Some of them had departed. They departed. They leave Jesus because they could not understand. They complain. They complain. They complain. Verse 66, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. So, if you just, for a while, they're being with Jesus for many times, going with Jesus, and then when Jesus explained that I am the bread of life, they could not understand. And because they could not understand, they walked no more with Jesus. So it means to say that their motive of following Jesus is not really to learn, to grow in the Lord, just to eat. That's why some little problem challenges their faith, they quit. That is one way to, troubleshoot. It's easy for us to quit. It's easy for us to lose hope. Why? Because you have not eaten much of the Word of God. For faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word. That's why we have to eat daily of the Word. So that when problem comes, you're not easily affected. It's easy for us to get healed and even resistance for coming sickness because your body is healthy. So with our spiritual health, we could make it healthy by reading the Word of God. So take time. It's up to us to read the Word of God, to partake so that it would feed our faith, give us spiritual strength. If not, then when problem comes, you will be a casualty, not a winner. So, my brothers and sisters, like these people, when they heard the word, they left the church. They left Jesus Christ because they could not understand. There are things that we don't understand God, but we choose to follow, we choose to obey. And look at this, in the first verse, in 54, he said, whoever eats my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life and will raise him up in the last day. Whoever eat, have eternal life, have assurance of eternal life. But it assurance of eternal life. Where they have hope. That's it, brothers and sisters. It is our decision to eat daily with the Word. Daily, feed our faith. Feed our faith and go to the Eucharist to strengthen our heart, to strengthen our spiritual stamina, so that when problem comes, you're not easily moved, not easily affected. Why? Because we are spiritually healthy. Same with your body. If your body is strong, your immune system is strong. Not much of sickness can go because your immune system is strong. So also when our spiritual immune system is strong, we're not easily affected by problems. We have hope. Yes, there's problem, but we see there is hope. There's a solution to this. You see? That's why, brothers and sisters, we come in faith, believing that this word and the Eucharist works in our life. As the Bible says, it is spirit. The word is spirit. And the same time with the Eucharist, it is empowered by the Holy Spirit. You could see in the precept, we pray that the Holy Spirit come in this. You become body and blood of Christ. It is empowered by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, there is power in it. There is power in it. And lastly, we have to come with joy and thanksgiving. With joy and thanksgiving. Remember, you cannot come here with a heavy heart. You cannot come here and partake with unforgiveness. No. You come here with joy and gladness. Yes, there is a problem, that this is forgiveness. Forgive one another. So there is no such thing as blockade, whatever. We come to God with joy and gladness, with expectation. That's our heart when we come every time we partake the Word of God and the Eucharist, with expectation, with joy and thanksgiving. It should be. It is a celebration, it's a feast, fiesta. Huh? We enjoy fiesta, di ba? Fiesta, birthday, anniversary, where friends, relatives gather together and eat. It is a joyous situation, an atmosphere. Same also with us here, it's a feast of God. We come here with joy and gladness in our heart and partake, share the meal with our brothers and sisters. Amen? That should be. And you could observe, in fiestas, celebration, birthday, anniversary, have you observed how many pigs give their life so that you could enjoy, let some adobo? Huh? Could you also see in fiestas, anniversary, how many chickens have given their life so that you could enjoy eating fried chicken? Huh? Ido barang? Enjoy that. Now, brothers and sisters, when we come here on Sunday, we eat the body and blood of Christ. He gave His life to you and me. He sacrificed life. That's why we come with joy and thanksgiving to what He's done to us. Amen. Praise God. That's what you do. With faith and thanksgiving, what He has done unto us. It is a gift of God to you and me. Both a gift and also a privilege and responsibility. A gift because we are people of God. We believe in Him. We choose Him to be our Savior, our King, our Lord, and become part of His family. That is privilege and responsibility. When you eat it, then you have to learn to submit, to obey, and be like Jesus. Amen? Remember, it is a gift of God to you and me. Huh? It is a gift of God. As we come here in front with faith and joy and gladness. That is what I want to arrive here this morning. That somehow, somewhere, we could add little idea of the Eucharist. We all came from evangelical. We all came from being born again people or Pentecostals with no much idea about the sacraments. But praise God, we're learning of this gift, of this sacrament of the Lord. And above all, it is a gift of God to help us walk with God and glorify His name. Amen. So I choose to believe that somehow, somewhere, to come in faith
in this Eucharist, it is the gift of God to you and me. That He died, that you and me, through His death and resurrection, we could have not only life, but divine life and eternal life. Amen? Amen. It is a gift of God. So, please read it with me. Okay? It is what you call, this is what you call the invitation of the priest. My invitation to you before we partake. And I believe God will help us remind all of us. So please say it with me. Okay? This is the invitation of the priest. Uno, no? Angena? Okay? Say it to me. The gift of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Jesus died for you and fill in your heart with thanksgiving. That is the invitation for you to come and partake and come in faith with joy and thanksgiving.